Okay, we're on the bottom of Sadik Zayin Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, by the two dots. Today's dot is really all about the galus, the wagons that used to carry the boards when they would take apart the Mishkan. And then on Amud Beis, we discuss, the Gemara discusses the actual Urios, the coverings of the Mishkan, specifically two coverings. It looks very ominous, but it's really not difficult at all. Just a little bit of an application. The pictures that are in the art school Gemara are actually excellent. It would be worthwhile if people could look at them, because they'll really give an excellent visual about exactly what the Gemara is going to be referring to. Without that, it would be a little bit difficult. Okay, so the Gemara starts on the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Hazorik mi Rishus HaRabim l'Rishus HaRabim. Somebody throws from one Rishus HaRabim to another Rishus HaRabim. For Rishus HaYachid be'emtza, and it's in between a Rishus HaYachid, meaning he throws through the Rishus HaYachid. Dalet Amos, Chayef. If you threw four Amos, you're Chayef. Pachos me'arba Amos. If you threw less than four Amos, Pater, you're Pater. So that's so far, that's not controversial at all. That's very simple. So the Gemara asks, my Kamash Malon, what's the Chiddush? How Kamash Malon? The Chiddush is that Rishuyot Mitzdarfos. That the Rishuyos are Mitzdarif. Meaning, if I throw two Amos in one Rishus HaYachid, then it goes through the Rishus HaRabim. And then it goes another two Amos. Sorry, I threw two Amos in Rishus HaRabim. Then it goes through the Rishus HaYachid. And then I throw another two Amos on the other side. I'm going to be Chayef.
What does four Amos have to do with it? That's only carrying the name
of Rishus HaRabim. Right, so. One minute. Udulo Amrinon Kluta Kibisha Huncha. And we don't hold of the principle of Kluta. The Gemara says, you don't hold of Kluta. So there's no Hachnasa. It doesn't rest anywhere. And it only goes two Amos. Then it goes to Rosh Hashanah. And then it goes another two Amos. That'll add up to four Amos. You're going to be Chayev. And Rashi points out, we had earlier, let's say I carry one half of Grogers in one Rosh Hashanah. Or one Rosh Hashanah. And another half of Grogers in another Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbi Yossi there said earlier, Daf Pei, that those two Rosh Hashanah don't add up to give me a share of carrying. It doesn't add up. So Rashi says, this Gemara can't go like him. Others say, no, if it's two Rishuyos, it would be different, but if it's two pieces of, two halves of a shear, then he would hold, but maybe he would even agree with this case. Either way, so if you throw two Amos here, and it goes through the house, and then another two Amos, we say that it adds up, and there's no Kluta. So if there's no Kluta, there's no carrying out into one domain to another. Fine. Now, Amar of Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar of Ava, Amar of Huna, Amar Rav. Hamavir Dalet Amos, Rosh Hashanah. If somebody carries out four Amos in Rosh Hashanah, Mikora, and the Rosh Hashanah is covered, somehow you have a Rosh Hashanah that has a roof, Pater your Pater, Lefi She'eno Dome LeDigle HaMidbar. Because that is not how they lived by the Midbar. In the Midbar, there were no Rosh Hashanah that had a roof. So too, if you carry in a Rosh Hashanah that has a roof, you are going to be Pater. They're not in a cover. I don't know if that was considered a roof. That's what made it Rosh Hashanah. I don't think so. It was Rosh Hashanah just because of the size. And it happened to be there was an aniyah cover. I don't think that was considered an enclosure. But you see here again, we've said this a few times. Nobody would suggest that the only time you can be chayef for carrying is if you carry in a midbar. That's in the midbar. They carry in the midbar. But if I carry in Peninsula Boulevard, that wouldn't be chayef. Or if it would have a place without an eruv, that wouldn't be chayef. So nobody would say that. But here we're saying something very similar to that. It only could be carried in a place where the rabbi doesn't have a roof. Why? Because in the midbar there was no roof. So it's maybe because it's hotzah, that we said hotzah is so different. But you see that they're patterning almost literally exactly what was going on in the midbar. So the Gemara asks, Amy, is that true that there were no roofs? Is that true? V'ha galos, there were the wagons. The Mikoros Havgan, that the wagons had roofs. There were four wagons to carry 48 krushim. There were 48 poles, pillars, boards, whatever you want to call them. 48 of them. And there were four wagons, we said yesterday, or Shabbos, two were lined up behind two. And each one held 12 boards. Those 12 boards formed a roof. Why? Because we're going to see in a minute why they did. Rav said in the name of Rav Chia, Agolos the wagons, tachtehen, underneath the wagon themselves, or beinehen, underneath the part where the board stuck out, or vitzidehen, underneath the part of the, Rashi explains this to mean, underneath the part where the wheel of the wagon stuck out, all that is Rishus HaRabim. All that is a Rishus HaRabim. Why? Because the wagon itself was 2.5 amos wide. It was 2.5 amos wide. On each side of the wagon was a space for the, like a little metal piece for the wheel to fit onto that. That entire space, including the wheel, was 1.25 amos. And then, on each side of that, and the boards were placed on top of the wagon. The board was placed in the opposite direction of the way it was. So in other words, the board was horizontal. It would place down, the length of the board was placed down on the width of the wagon. So the board stuck out on both sides of the wagon. It stuck out 2.5 amos. So you have three different parts here. You have the 2.5 amos part where the board stuck out. You have the 1.25 amos part of the wheel. And then you have the 2.5 amos of the wagon itself. So that formed a roof, the Gemara says. That formed the roof. And anything underneath all that, it's what you're carrying.
This is less than 10
12 grams? No, it could be, yeah, well, it could be, it's more than 10, it doesn't make a difference. It has to be that it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, so therefore, right, you have to be within 10 tefachim of the ground, so if you carry there, you're going to be chayav. Right, okay, that's not a problem. It's not a problem. What?
It's pretty low.
So it's a wagon. It's a low wagon. Right, okay. So, therefore, so what are you even trying to tell me? There was no roof in the Mishkan? There was a roof. The wagons formed a roof. All those boards are so long. So the Gemara answers, Kika Amar Rav, when did Rav say that there's a Rishus HaRabim by the Mishkan without a roof? Bidrasa. He was talking about the Drasa. What are the Drasa? The Drasa are as follows. You had three piles of boards. Each pile had four boards. 4 times 3 is 12. Each board was 1.5 amos long. 1.5 amos wide. It's 1.5 amos wide, and it was 1 amos thick. So it was 1.5 amos wide. So they would make one pile of 1.5 amos, a second pile, and a third pile. If you do that, that adds up to 4.5 amos. So you have a half a amma on the wagon that didn't have any roof, that was totally exposed because there was space of a half an amma. Right? So that's what Rav was talking about. You see here that there's open space. That open space, the article has a picture of it. There are three piles of boards, and in between the three piles, there are two spaces. They line up one board, one pile, leave space. Line up a second pile, leave space. Line up a third pile. That was 5 amos on the wagon. There were 1.5 amos each board. So you had a half an amma space. Okay? The half an amma space was not roofed.
You can see it here also, though.
Oh, the Gemara's going to answer that question. What about Lovin? Okay, the Gemara's going to answer that question in one second. But putting aside Lovin, what do you see here? You have space. And the space was not roofed. So there is a place in the Mishkan where they had space that didn't have a roof, and that's where Rishus HaRabim. So the Ritva asks, yeah, but there was space that was roofed. Right? So the Ritva answers, we're not learning from here. All the halachas about roof, not all we're trying to say is that since there was a place where there was no roof, that's enough to tell me the halacha regarding Rishus HaRabim. There was also a place that was, okay, that doesn't bother us. As long as we can find a place where there was no roof, then we'll be able to apply that to Kol Torah Kula, to our daily life today, and certainly in times of in the past. Fine. So that's the Gemara's answer. So the Gemara says, Michti, wait a minute. Archa da Agola Kama. How long was this wagon? Habichamesh Amen. It was 5 amos long, like we said. Pusyu de Koresh. How thick was each board? Kama ave amso palga. It was one, not thick. How long? How wide was each board? It was 1.5 amos. Kama mosiv tlasa. They would put 3 piles, pashale palga da amsa. Each one was 1.5 amos. Kishadale mar beni bain. So the Gemara says, fine. So there was 1.5. So there was 1.5 amas times 3 times 3 is 4.5. You have a half an amma left. That half an amma was divided in two places. Right? There was a pile, a space, a pile, a space, and a pile. So you have a half an amma. One amma is 6 tvachim. So you have a half an amma divided between two different places. So the Gemara asks Mati's question. Ki shadi lemar, beini ubeini, ki lavid damui. What do you mean there's no space? It's just connect them all. It's lavid. Each space is less than 3 tvachim. Because of the whole half an amma is 3 tvachim. Right? Because there's an amma 6 tvachim. So you have 3 tvachim. What do you mean? It's lavid. We're going to connect the whole thing. So the whole thing is a din of a roof. Halachically. Right? I mean, see, it doesn't. But halachically, it does. Right? Everybody following? So the Gemara answers. The Gemara answers as follows. Mi sabres, do you think Krashim apusayu havimanachlu? You think that the boards were laid down width-wise? Meaning, 1.5, it took up 1.5 amas of space? No, that's not how it was. It was achudan manachlu. They were laid down the other way. The other way is only 1 amas thick. So it's a little difficult to imagine practically how they piled three of them, or four of them, on a 1 amas space. Right? It's they piled the other direction. They were 1 amma thick. So we turned them on their side, 1 amma thick, and piled up 4 on top of that. Didn't fall over. A little hard. The Gemara is going to give an answer, which is probably going to make sense, how they didn't fall. But practically, wouldn't they have fallen? Okay, but that's what the Gemara answers. The Gemara answers they were only that way. So the Gemara assumes now there were 3 piles. There were 3 piles. That only took up 3 amos. Right? Only took up 3 amos, because each pile is 1 amma. If it only took up 3 amos, you have, even if you're going to leave space, you have space now of 2 amos. If you have space of 2 amos, you can't say lavud. Right? They're too big. So we have area on this wagon that was not covered. That's what the Gemara says. So right? Manachlu achudan manachlu. They were placed down on the thickness side. So that's only 1 amma. So the Gemara says, sof, nevertheless, sumcha the karish kamahava. How much was the thickness of this karish? It was an amma. It was 1 amma thick. Amso, it was an amma thick. Kamahava mosiv. So now the Gemara says here, how many piles would they make? They would make arba. Maybe because they had to make 4 because of the, maybe otherwise if you made 3 piles, they would fall. If you made 4 piles, each one only has 3, maybe they wouldn't fall. Maybe there'd be enough support. Rashi says that this is a better pshat because if you laid them down the other way, we're going to see on Amud Beis that on each board there was a loop, a ring, where they would stick up a pole, 3 poles actually, on the top, on the middle, and on the bottom to brace the Mishkan, so it shouldn't fall apart. True that each board was put into a socket, right? It looked like an outlet almost, right? 2 prongs going in, it could still waver back and forth. So they would stick in 3 metal rods into 3 rings to brace the Mishkan. So those rings were on the boards. So you pile them one on top of the other, you're going to crush the rings. So Rashi says it makes more sense to say that they were done this way anyway. Then the rings don't get touched. So anyway, so the Gemara says, Kamahavi Mosiv Arba. There were 4 piles, right? If there are 4 piles, now there are 4 amos being used up. So how many amos are left? 1. Because the wagon held 5 amos. So the Gemara says, Pashalu et la amsa, leave over 1 amma, right? And since there are 4 piles, there are going to be 3 spaces. There are going to be 3 spaces. If you divide an amma into a third, you're going to have a lavud problem again. Right? Because if you have 4 piles, I'm saying here you had 4 piles, not 3 piles. So if you have 4 piles, the extra pile takes up an extra amma of space. Right? Each pile was 1 amma thick. So if you have 4 piles, you have 4 ammas. So you have a pile, a space, a pile, a space, a pile, a space, a pile. You have 3 spaces here, all adding up to 1 amma. So there's no space here that's going to be bigger than 3 tvachim. Because each pile, each space, a whole amma only equals up to 6 tvachim. So you still have a loving problem. Does everyone see how there's a loving problem? No? If you have
You have four piles, right? Each pile takes up one amma of space. So in an entire wagon, they only have one amma of airspace. Where was that amma of airspace? We're assuming now you have a pile, a space, a pile, a space, a pile, a space, and a pile. So you have three spaces on the wagon. But those three spaces only add up to one amma. There's only one amma of airspace. Those three spaces only add up to one amma. One amma is not going to give you enough space to break lavud. Because an entire amma is only six tvachim. So it's basically two, two, and two. It's always going to be less than three. So the problem is, it's back to the same problem. We don't have any area that was exposed. You still have a lavud problem. Exactly. You still have a lavud problem. That's what the Gemara is going to say now. So, ki shadu lamar baini baini kilav adamui. You still have a lavud problem. Right? Now the Gemara says, Hanicha, you don't have a problem. Ma'andarma quotes to the one who says, Kurashim milmatan ovian, that at the bottom of the Koresh, at the bottom of this board, it was one amma thick, but milmailan kalin vahalchin ad ke'etzva. And as the board went up, 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 it started to become like a pyramid. And at the top of the board, it was a point. It was one amma thick, and as it went up, it started to go pointy, 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 like the Empire State Building. And it ended up as a point. Then you don't have a problem. Shocker, that's good. Why? Because then there's going to be space of more than three tvachim, or the article has a picture of that, because they're pointy, so you won't have a lavud problem, because you're going to have more than three tvachim separating the piles. So that's okay, that's not a problem. Shocker, that's good. Ella, lamanda amar, kishem shalamatan ovin amma, kach milmala ovin amma. But no, others say that it was one amma thick throughout the whole way up. There was no point. It was a solid piece throughout the whole thing. So then, ma'ikul ameimar, you have a lavud problem, right? You have four piles on the wagon, and you only have three spaces. If each space is less than three tvachim, you're going to have a lavud problem. So the Amr of Kahana, if Kahana answers, you don't have a lavud problem. You know why? Ba'at boi, that the crushim were lined up on the wagon. Like an adboi. What's an adboi? Rashi says it's like a clip that holds paper. Basically, what it means is, the article has a picture of it as well. You took two piles and put them on the front of the wagon. That takes up two amos. Two piles and you put them on the back of the wagon. That takes up another two amos. So now you have an entire amma in between the two piles. You have an entire amma in between the two piles. No love it. And therefore you have a place that doesn't have a roof. Now, what do you gain by doing this? So Rashi says that you support them better. They're not going to fall. Because if each one's lined up against the other, right, we said before, it doesn't really make sense that you should have them only one amma of thickness piled on top. Aren't they going to fall? So the Gemara says, well, you do it this way, they won't fall. Because each one's supporting the other. So we said before, the way they have a lavud problem if you stagger the piles. Yeah, they didn't have a lavud problem. But they didn't stagger the piles. They would do two piles in the front of the wagon, two piles in the back of the wagon, they had a space of an amma in between, and therefore there was no lavud, and therefore you had an area of open space. Okay, everyone got that? Fine. So now the Gemara asks a question, which technically, I don't know, I didn't have a chance to look this up. Maybe this could have been asked earlier. The Gemara asks, Ad Bai, if you have a case of, like we said before, two in the front of the wagon, two in the back of the wagon, and an open space, Hechi manach lehu, Agaba da agola. So you put them on top of the wagon. But agola gufim mikrahavi. The wagon itself is a roof. Right? Because the bottom of the wagon is a floor. So underneath that is a roof. So I don't know why they're going to have to wait till now to ask this question. This question could have technically been asked at any point.
Maybe it's so close to the ground that it's not considered part
so
of the
wouldn't that be true throughout the whole Amud? Right? Whatever you're going to say, we're going to say it's true throughout the whole Amid. Like, I don't know why the Gemara, I'm sure there's a reason why the Gemara waited until now to ask this question. So the Gemara answered, so right, the Agal grew from Mikroi Havid, the Agal itself had a roof. So Amar Shmuel, no, Biyasedos. That they were only pegs. Article has a picture of this also. The floor of the wagon did not have a roof. Didn't have a roof. It just had little braces to keep the wagon from falling apart. So it didn't have a roof. It just had like, boards to keep the wagon going from one end of the wagon to the other end of the wagon. In the picture, the article has, there are three boards just to keep the wagon intact. It didn't have a floor. The wagon did not have a floor. Didn't have a floor. Didn't have a floor, so there's no problem of roofs. Again, why the Gemara wait till now to ask this question about the wagon? I'm not sure. Not sure. Okay. Fine. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Krushim. So we said before, there's a machlokes. What the krushim looked like? Were they one solid piece of an amma going from bottom to top? Again, the krushim were 10 ammas high. Or did they start out one amma at the bottom and at the top reach a point? That's the machlokes we just said. So Tana Rabbanan. Krushim, these boards. Milmatan ovian amma. At the bottom, they were one amma thick. Umilmalin kolim v'holchin ad ke'etzba. And at the top, they would reach up like a finger, like a point. That's one man d'amar. Shenemar, because it says, Yihiyu tamim al rosho. That the boards should be tamim when they reach the top. Right? Ulahalan hu omer. And it says in Parshas, in Sefer Yehoshua, when the Yardin split, tamu nichrasu. It finished off and split. So what do you see from here? That the word tamim can mean to be a point, to be an ending. And it means at a point. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Rabbi Nechemya says, Kishem shalmatan ovin amma, kach b'malan ovin amma. Just like the bottom was an amma thick, so too the top was an amma thick. I think that whenever we see these pictures of the Mishkan, I think it's always Rabbi Nechemya Shita. I think they're always an amma throughout. I've never seen a picture, except for today's daf, in the pictures, you've never seen a picture where it reaches a point, the boards. I think we've always assumed, all the picture books always assume, like Rabbi Nechemya.
Right.
It's according to everybody. Right. So why you have to come on to that question at that point? I don't know. The Gemara could have asked. Right. Exactly. It seems once we're going to say that it was like a paper clip, two in the front, two in the back. Now I have a question about the wagon itself. Right. It doesn't seem to be that way. I don't know why. Right. Okay. So fine. So one hole that it reached up like a point. And one holds. No, the whole board was one amma thick throughout. Because it says Yachdov. It says in the pasuk. It's the same pasuk. The pasuk says the Yiyu Toamim Lomata Yachdov. The Yachdov Yiyu Toamim Al Rosha Al Tabas. Fine. So it says Yachdov together, meaning that the board should be together throughout the board. Meaning the board should always be one amma thick. I Vaksiv Tamim. But it does say the word tamim. So what is Rabbi Nechemya going to do with that word in the pasuk? He says ahu delesu shalmin. That meant to tell me that when they donated the wood, they donated the timber for the mishkan, the krushim had to be from one piece of one tree, one piece of timber. You couldn't bring a whole bunch of little different pieces and connect them and make boards that way. Right? Shleimas velo lesu dinisra. Don't bring broken up pieces of board. And we'll make krushim out of it. That wasn't nice. They wanted Hashem wanted one complete piece of wood for each board. The idach, and according to Nechemya, according to Yehuda, nami haksiv yachdav. It does say yachdav, which does seem to imply that the boards should be of one size throughout the size of the board. So the Gemara says no. Hahu delo l'shalchafin hu mahadadi. He says that word yachdav means that the boards, when they were in the adonim, they had to be completely flush with each other. There couldn't be any sticking out, sticking in. They had to be completely smooth. Yachdav. They all have to be exactly uniform. That's what he does with the word yachdav. So he says he sticks by his guns, and he holds that the boards themselves could have reached a point. That's not a problem. But they had to be completely flush with each other. Okay. Fine. Now the Gemara says as follows. Bishloma, Lamanda Amar, Kishem Shal Mulmatan Ovian Amma, Kach Mulmalan Ovian Amma. It made sense, according to the one who holds, that it was one Amma thick, one Amma long throughout, right? It did not reach a point. That makes sense. Hainu Diksiv, that's why when it says in the positive, Uliyar Kiseha Mishkan, and for the end of the Mishkan, Yama on the west side, Tases Shisha Krushim, you should make Shisha Krushim. Ushnei krushim tasel miktuos. And two krushim make it to end. What does that mean? That means as follows. The Mishkan was, there were 28, the Mishkan, however long the Mishkan was, the Mishkan had a certain length. We're now talking about the width of the Mishkan. So the Mishnah said, the Pasuk says, make six boards, right? make 6 boards, and then make 2 ending boards to finish off the end. So that they have a north-south was the longer side, the east-west was the shorter side. So when you're making the west, the eastern side had a screen, an entrance. So the eastern side we're not discussing right now. We're discussing the western side. That was 6 boards, and then 2 ending boards on both sides to make the Mishkan a square, a rectangle, to finish off the corner. Right? That's what the pasuk says. So that makes sense if you hold that there was one amma, that the board was one amma uniform. That makes sense. Why? Because then it's going to square off the Mishkan. Right? That makes sense. The Asi Pushya Dahani, the thickness of these boards, Mamali Le Lusumche Dahani, come and finish off the square of the western side of the Mishkan. That makes perfect sense. El Manda Amar Mumatan Ovian Amma Mumalan Kalan Vaholchan Anke Etzba. But if you're going to tell me that according to the other Shita, that the boards reached a peak, they reached a point, high Ayel Vahai Nafa, then how is this going to end off the Mishkan? One goes in and one goes out. Meaning there's no ending over here because it reaches a point. Okay? So the Gemara answers a very difficult answer. I'm not sure I understand this answer. The Gemara says, the Shafi Lahu Ki Turin. You made these ending off these corner boards like a mountain. Rashi says, Harim Haharim Halalu Shehein Mushupain, that they're sloping mi base tzadim from both sides. So what does that mean? I don't know what that means. Like that? So that's the same problem. If you make it like a pyramid, then how do you solve the problem? What is the Gemara answering? I see that picture. I don't understand that picture. Maybe it's me.
It's a corner board. It's a
corner board. So you slope the previous boards as well. So the whole thing always, that could be. So if you sloped the boards connecting this corner board, then it'll reach, then it'll look normal.
It'll fit in.
It'll look normal. Okay, fine. That's the Gemara's answer. Fine. Very good. Okay. Now, two lines of Agarata, and then back to the Mishkan. The Habriyah Hatichon. The Habriyah, what?
It's not a part of one side, it's going to stick out at the end.
Yeah, I think...
It's going to overlap and stick over.
Right, so the article has a picture...
And shows that it's sticking over.
It's sticking over. So how are you fitting that in? So how's that going to look normal? No, but the pasuk says that the corner board finished off the side. The two corners made the sides finished off. So but if it's slanted, how does this answer the question?
That's right. No chance that they use a special board on the corners.
So that's what the Gemara's answer. They use a special board on the corners. They use a special board on the corners. It was big like a mountain. The Gemara's like a mountain. What?
Usually the four corners have one special board.
Right. Well, the front may be different because the front was the entrance. So we're talking about the back. The back of the Mishkan, the front had an entrance. We're going to see the front in a minute. The front was an entrance, so it might have been a different rule because there might not have been a board there. It's just the whole front was open, and then they had pillars for beauty, but the whole front was open. It only applies in the back where it was closed. It was like a huge C. So the back, not a C, like a ches. So the back of the ches, no, because it's a curve. Because it's not a curve. So in the back of the ches, what did it look like? So the Gemara answers there: the corner boards must have looked different. It must have been sloped in some way, like a mountain. Rashi says, the Gemara says, to make it look squared off. Okay. Next, v'abriach hatichon besoch hakrashim. The briach hatichon, the besoch hakrashim. The pasuk says there were three. Well, we said this before. There were three loops that went around the Mishkan. And in that in those loops, they would stick metal rods to brace the Mishkan, right? So the pasuk says, there were three of them: top, bottom, and middle. Okay, v'abriach hatichon besoch hakrashim. Tana b'neis hayomed, it stood in an eighth. What does that mean? Rashi says the middle one, the metal went all the way around all three. So that can only be an eighth. How can one piece of metal curve all around all three sides? That's the nace over here. Tosa says there's conflicting medrash. There was not an ace. It was just not an ace. There was 1, 2, and 3. That's not an ace. So either way, that's the Gemara here says it's an ace. The Tosafot has an alternate measure, so it's not an ace. Okay. Next. Now we're talking about the rios, the coverings that went over the Mishkan. We're going to talk about two now. The Es HaMishkan Tase Es HaYurios. The Mishkan.
Just one quick question.
Yeah.
Before him, we said that if you follow the support on the wagon, that you had the loops that the pole
right.
went through, it doesn't make sense that you follow them one on top of each other.
Right.
Why would it make sense if you follow them side by side? You'd still have less space because the loops have to take up a certain amount of space.
But maybe the loops are considered so insignificant that it wouldn't be space. So if I pile up like this, then like this, then like this, so the loops are here or here. There's no problem. Right, so if, one second, if we said that you, oh no, it wouldn't be a problem.
On the cart, they were on top of each other like this, or
yeah.
they were side by side?
No, they were on top of each other. They were on top of each other like this. So the loops could have been facing that way on one board, the other ones could have been facing this way, the same thing in the front too. We said it was like a,
That's what the loops are.
Right. That's what doesn't have the loops.
It does.
No, I don't think it doesn't have the loops on them. It doesn't. But that's the only way you can answer it. Right. The loops, one pile they were facing one way, one pile they were facing the other way, so they didn't touch each other. Right, okay. Yes, the Mishkan, which is the lower level, the lowest cover that covered the Mishkan, it was called the Mishkan, the lowest level. That was made Esa Yurios, 10 Yurios. Don't worry about that. Just it was made up of 10 different panels. Orech HaYuriah Achas Shmonev Esrim Amos. This you have to know. It was 28 Amos. So Shadi Aruchaihu Lepusya the Mishkan. It went over the width of the Mishkan. Kama Havin Asin. How big was it? Kama Havya Esrim V'tamnei. It was 28 Amos. And now this 28 Amma covering covered the width of the Mishkan. So Dal Eser L'Igra. You have to take away 10 Amos for the roof. The roof was 10 amos. So how many am I left with? I'm left with 18. Right? Parshalahu tes lahai gisa, vites lahai gisa. So what you do is, 9 amos fell on one side of the Mishkan, and 9 amos fell on the other side of the Mishkan. Okay? So, li Reb Yehuda, according to Reb Yehuda who says, the crushing reached a point, I have 10 amos for the roof, there's a point there, so the slope of the curtain starts to fall, and it falls 9 amos. So the Adonim, one second, so Li Reb Yehuda Megalia Amad the Adonim. According to Reb Yehuda, the height of the Krushim were 10 amos. So the bottom Amma of the Adonim was exposed, because the curtain only fell 9 amos on each side. Everyone see that? There's a picture in the article about that. 10 amos for the roof. It fell 9 amos on each side. The Adonim were exposed. But Lurim Nechemia, according to Nechemia, who holds that the boards were not a point, they reached an amma, so there's an extra amma on each side of the roof that we have to account for. So therefore, Megalia amma de Krushim. An amma of the Krushim was exposed as well. Because we're saying now that the roof was 10 amos. That's true. But the covering of the roof was 12 amos, because each carriage was an amma thick on top. So now you only have 8 amos falling on each side. So according to Yehuda, when the curtain fell on the side, it exposed an amma of the carriage as well as an amma of the Adonim. According to Nechemya. Right? Everyone see that? Okay? Now, Shadi Pusaihu Le'orcha de Mishkan. Now, when this curtain was thrown on the length of the Mishkan, Kamahavin, it was Arboim. It was 40 amos. That's the size of this curtain. It was 40 by 28. So that was 40 amos to the length. So Dal Tlosin Le'igra. Remove 10 amos, for the 30 amos for the roof. Because the length of the Mishkan was 30 amos. Parshaluhu Yud. So we're left with 10. So 10 amos now sloped on the back of the Mishkan. Right? So Lirab Yehuda Mechasya Amma Da'adonim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it covered the Amma of the Adonim, because it was able to fall a full 10 Amos, because the back of the Krushim were pointy, so we don't have to lose any space for them. But according to Rabbi Nechemia, Megalia Amma Da'adonim. The Amma of the Adonim was revealed. Why? Because the back of the Mishkan had an Amma thick, so it was really 31 Amos. that took up the space. And then when it fell down, it only fell 9 amos. And the bottom of the Adonim was revealed. Fine, that's easy. Okay. Where am I? Okay, fine. Now, that answers that. Now, the next one on top of that was Vatsiyas Yerim Izos. Yerios Izim. La'ohel. Now, the second covering was bigger. So the second covering was bigger, but it's the exact same principle we just said before. Orech ha'yiri ha'achas shloshim ba'ama. This one was 30 amos. It wasn't 28, it was 30. So shari aruchayu l'putzi de mishkan, when you line it up with the length, with the width of the mishkan, kamahavin, how much was it? Plus, and it was 30. Dal eser le'igra, take away 10 for the roof. Pashaluhu eser l'haigisa ve'eser l'haigisa. So now we have 10 for each side. Right? It took up 10, and it fell 10 on one side, it fell 10 on the other side. So, li Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the crusher reached a point, I lose no space by the points. So, machas ya'ama da'adonim. It covered the ama of the adonim. Right? Because it fell a full 10. So the second one was bigger than the first. Li Rabbi Nechemia, but according to Rabbi Nechemia, megalya ama da'adonim. It revealed the ama of the adonim. Why? Because according to him, you have to account for the thickness of the top of the krushim. So instead of being 10 on top, it was really 12. That gives me only 9 for each side. 9 for each side. The ama of the adonim was revealed according to Yehuda, according to Nechemia. Tanya nami hachi. We also learned similarly that the pasuk seems to support that. The ama has mizeh, the ama mizeh, but odef lechasos. Right, lechasos ama shel adonim. It covered the ama of the adonim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda from the Chemi Omer. What does it mean lechasos? Lechasos ama shel krushim. It covered the ama of the krushim, which according to him was revealed by the first uriah, by the first covering. There were two amas exposed. The bottom of the krushim and the bottom arm of the adonim. But now the second covering only covered the arm of the krushim. The arm of the adonim was exposed. Now, shadi pusayu l'orche the mishkan. When this covering, the second covering, was going to cover the length of the mishkan, kama havin, how long was it? It was mem, varba, 44 amos long. Right, the other one we said was 30, was 40. This one was 44 amos long. So dal tlosin le'igra, take away 30 for the length of the roof. So I'm left with 14. Dal tarti le'kafla, take away 2 for the folding over. Tiksiv, because it says v'kafalta es hayiria hashishis el mul pnei ha'ohel. I believe that this is 2 amos that were in the front of the mishkan, which did not have any covers. In the front of the mishkan, but here they would cover 2 amos for the masach. There was a screen over there where they would enter the mishkan. So there's 2 amos over here. Fine. So the 2 amos will remove for the front. So we have 30 for the roof, 2 for the front. So how much are we left with? So we're left with 12, right? 32, and another 12 will get us to 44. So fine. So parshalu tarti sari. So bishlam alor Yehuda. According to Yehuda, it makes sense. Hainu diksiv chasi hayiria haodefes tisrach. That there would be a leftover. Tisrach means to drape. There would be draping half a yiria. A yiria was 4 amos. What he's saying over here is as follows: if you have 12 amos left and you drape them over the back, so 10 amos will drape over, and you have 2 amos that will be hanging on the floor, right? Because it's 12 amos. 12 to 10 hang over the back, and there are 2 amos left, right? That will drape on the floor. So that makes sense according to Yehuda, because it says that there will be half a urea, which is draping. The urea was 4 amos, meaning the urea was a panel made up of, I got to the 44 by small panels of 4. So half of that is 2. So 2 amos were draping on the floor. That makes perfect sense. El Reb Nechemia, but according to Reb Nechemia, who hold that 1 amma was needed on top because the keresh was an amma thick on top, I only have 1 amma hanging, 1 amma draping on the floor. My tisrach, what does it mean draping on the floor? Right? What does it mean it was draping? It was only 1 amma draping. The pasuk seems to say that it was 2 ammas draping. So the Gemara answers, tisrach mechav rusei. No, it's draping 2 ammas more than the one underneath it. Because the one underneath it was it still had the amma of the dunam exposed. So I have one amma more and then one amma more. So I have two ammas more than my friend, more than the one before it. Fine. That's it. That we're done. That ends the discussion about the Yirios. Just two lines of Agarata. Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel. Lama Mishkan Doma Lamat Mishkan Doma. To what is the Mishkan compared? Leisha Shemahaleches Bashok. Like a woman who's walking in the street. Veshufleha Mahalchen Achreha. And her train, her robes are being dragged behind her. So too the Mishkan had either one arm or two armas dragging behind. One more line. Tana Rabbanan. Charutim Hayu Krashim. The Krashim had prongs. The chalalim hayu ha'adonim, and the adonim had sockets, had holes. The nirin, fine, and the krushim would go into the sockets. Now the next line is unrelated. The nirin krushim belulos, and if you were inside the mishkan and you looked up into the roof, what would you see? You would see the lowest level of the lowest level urea, which is the first one that we mentioned, which was itself called mishkan. What did it look like? It looked like kochavim birakia. It looked like stars in the sky. Why? Because, as we said before, it was 10 amos by 30. And it wasn't one piece of material. It was a bunch of smaller pieces of material that were looped together with loops. The loops were made out of gold. And the Mishkan and the covering itself was blue. So when you looked up, you saw gold glittering in the blue. It looked like stars in the sky. Tomorrow, we're back to Hotzah. We're back to more of this. Tisha B'Av is at the end. Is on Sunday. We're going to try to see if we can catch up a little bit each day, and continue forward. Today's shiur was learned. Le'ilu Nishmas David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai.